Dave's World. Dave's World. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
So, who has more goals than the IMF, the US, Germany, and Switzerland put together? Some answers in: the Queen, the Vatican. Dermot, you know this one. Parker Schnabel from Gold Rush.
Oh, yeah. Love Parker.
China, Snoop Dogg, the Catholic Church, or Scrooge McDuck. All of those guesses are wrong. And one just came in a minute ago, says, is it some of those Middle Eastern lads? Even their jacks are made of gold. It's not. It's Indian housewives. Indian housewives own $600 billion worth of gold. India is like the biggest collection of gold in the world. They all have it in like safes in their houses, little jewellery boxes. They wear loads of gold jewellery all the time. And when you add up the population of India and the amount of jewellery they wear, plus the gold in temples, which isn't as much as the gold in the housewives' wrists, there's six... Actually, when you add it all up, they're estimating 600 billion because they're taking kind of 20% off what they think it'll be because some of the gold won't be... as you know, of as high enough quality, but they reckon it could be about $750 billion worth of gold.
That's insane.
11% of the gold in the world is on Indian housewives' wrists and necks.
I still think Mr. T was the right answer. why won't Mr. T meditate?
I don't know.
Because I ain't getting on no higher plane, fool.
I just made that up.
That's pretty good.
North Korea has a Twitter account, an official Twitter account, and it follows three other Twitter accounts, two of which are North Korean propaganda accounts, and one is a young American guy called Jimmy. And nobody knows why they follow him, and Jimmy doesn't know why they follow him.
I'd be worried if so North Korea were following me.
Very worried. It's an interesting stat. You know the B-2 stealth bomber, the mad looking thing? Looks kind of like a W, like it's a V at the front, but like has those wings, whatever.
Kind of like triangle shape.
Yeah. Like a load of triangles. Anyway, more people have been in space than have flown in a B-2 stealth bomber. That's surprising.
What do you mean?
It's a pretty straightforward sentence.
Like why?
I don't know why. I'm just saying it's a pretty interesting stat. That's how stealthy and how protected and how... like top secret the B-2 stealth bomber is, that more people have been flown up into space, landed on the moon, been in the space stations, gone around in orbits, than have been in the B-2 stealth bomber.
So stealthy. Now at 20% more stealth.
Do we know this, Maria? Maybe I think I have some recollection of you telling me this before. Johnny Depp never learnt lines for his movies because he paid a tech company loads of money to build him a tiny earpiece, and someone came on set and read his lines to him in his ear for all of his movies until recently.
This sounds like such an urban myth.
I think I did hear this, though.
No, yeah. I genuinely think it's true. Like, that's genius in a way. Why, like, get paid all the money, do the act, he's a good actor, do the scenes well, but like, learn lines. Why would I bother? I could just put a tiny thing in my ear and have some guy going, get out of here, Mr. Well, squid face.
He definitely didn't learn his lines for Pirates of the Caribbean. He's just got to slurring his way through them. Anyway.
And finally, Glassdoor, which is a recruitment company, discovered that 10% of people, so 1 in 10 in your office today, have had sexy times at work.
How many of us work on the team?
5.
So half of us.
No. Yeah, half of one of us.
The bottom half, I'm guessing.
I was going to say, we'd have to combine maybe with the last word team, and then one of us would.
Oh, we're not combining with the last word team. That's disgusting.